On a dark, snowy evening a few winters ago, road and bridge supervisor DJ Hughes went to work up the frying pan. There was a slide covering the road at about mile marker 16.
Cleared that slide and was coming back down towards basalt.
When another avalanche hit the road in front of his truck.
I stopped, was watching what was going on. I was backing up, and as I was backing up, there was more snow coming in behind me.
Hughes is calm, recounting that night. He sat in his truck between the two avalanches that each covered a lane and a half of the road, up to 5 feet deep, and called into dispatch. Admittedly, though, it was a little scary.
I was a little on edge myself. I wasn't sure how much more was going to come down, wasn't sure what the conditions were above me, and that's why, you know, we have our radios to let everybody else know where we're at and what's going on.
Hughes was able to clear the slides and make it safely back down the narrow road. But in the intervening minutes, it was
very comforting knowing that I have that other person on the other end of the radio that knows I could be in danger. And with our training and stuff that we do with the beacons, they'll find me.
All right, are we ready?
We're ready.
All right, just off into the field.
The training put on by Mountain Rescue Aspen covers the fundamentals, and they spend time practicing in the field, too.
Okay, now what are we going to do? Yeah.
Pickin County's road and bridge crews plow and maintain 140 miles of roadway, and their routes include several areas that see regular avalanche activity. Bruce Gordon is a volunteer with Mountain Rescue and has been helping with these trainings for several years.
It's really a critical situation with we're having bigger snows, wetter snows, and there's certain areas up Castle Creek that have slid numerous times, and it's becoming more of a problem.
There's a 2-mile stretch on Castle Creek Road that is marked as an avalanche zone, where vehicles are not allowed to stop or park because of increased danger. Gordon actually lives up that valley, above the avalanche zone.
And I've been stuck up there because the avalanche has closed off the road for a number of days.
When storms hit, it's the Pickin County crews that plow the narrow valleys, like Castle and Maroon Creeks and the Frying Pan. And they're there to clear any slides that cover the road. All drivers wear an avalanche beacon while they work. And Gordon says it's important that they know how to use them.
These guys are at risk, and I think it's really important that they're being mindful of that risk and taking precautions and doing a lot of good training for it.
Their training starts with understanding the avalanche potential, staying on top of conditions and forecasts from the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. Gordon discusses having keen situational awareness, too, paying close attention to your surroundings.
So they've got to constantly be making decisions out there in the field, and hopefully they'll be more aware thinking about avalanches and, again, the equipment that they have with them that can help save them.
Those are beacons. Much of this training is spent outside, where they stomp through the snow, practicing locating transmitters that the Mountain Rescue volunteers have buried. This simulates finding someone who has been buried in an avalanche. Scott Matice is road and bridge superintendent. He says when he started, wearing a beacon was just like putting on a belt every day, but not everyone on the team knew how to use them.
If they're using any one of our tools, for that matter, anything we have, like, I want the guys to know how to use it.
In Matice's first few years with the department, they would improvise beacon practice in the parking lot of Public Works.
Hiding the beacons behind truck tires and on top of things. This is much more realistic now. We're actually stomping through the snow and kind of doing a grid search.
It's not unusual that a plow driver will come across a slide covering the road. That happens with just about every big storm, the crews say. They haven't yet had to use their equipment to locate someone buried in an avalanche, but Matthijs says his crews are starting to see some changing patterns, like ski tracks and shoots up Castle Creek and the Frying Pan that used to be untouched. He thinks this could have implications for the job.
The reality of us coming around a corner and seeing a snowbank with a ski sticking in it might be our reality now.
And if that ever does happen, they'll be prepared and well-practiced. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.